It was July 1912. Times were getting poor. Oh, why he mines are running thin. Hard times were in store. Oh, Dewey owned the railroads that make this old train roll. We gotta keep her moving to keep this company whole. Ed Jacobs was the engineer, fine as any man. Many river steamer had been tamed by his firm hand. Jacob stood upon the engines, said, I'll give her my best try. I'll take old 611 and I'll teach her how to fly. Now the Memphis Murphy short line, as good as any made. It only had one problem, and that was Guffey Grade. From Murphy to the river, along the slippery track, Jacob tried to ram that grade, he never made it back. Ooh, can't you hear that whistle whine? Sage rush and a line. The crewman knew that evil grade, said, Jacob, slow her down. But Jacob said, I know this train, I'm sure we got her made. Too bad it was the first time he had tried old Guffey Grade. Brakeman Bill Evans leaned hard upon the brake, but he couldn't keep that short line train from its awful fate. The killer was at Rabbit Creek, tracked their curving S. Sagebrush Annie jumped the track, made an awful mess. She rolled into the canyons, clung down to the creek. The stock was running across the sage, except those in the wreck. Engineer Ed Jacobs was scarred awful bad. Other crewmen suffered, and Evans, he was dead. Ooh, can't you hear that whistle whine? Ooh, sagebrush and a line. Losing that old train, the minor railroad folded soon, they never ran again. Some say Brakeman Evans, he surely died in vain, standing on that boxcar trying to stop that train. And the moral of the story, when you haul another's freight, don't tear down some unknown track, the cost may be too great. Ooh, can't you hear that whistle whine?